We've got 8 teams left in college lacrosse vying to be national champions here in 2009. I'm Adam Azer with Kevin Cheatram, previewing each and every game coming up this weekend. There are 4 of them, and we are going to preview Maryland and Syracuse right now. This game will be played at Hofstra, airing Saturday at noon on ESPNU and ESPN2. Kevin, Maryland had that matchup with Notre Dame. They had the upset last week, and they beat the only undefeated team in the country 7-3. Syracuse is the number 2 seed. They hosted Siena and won 11-4. What did we learn about these two teams in their opening round wins?
Well, first of all, the biggest thing I think we learned is that Maryland is for real. We talked coming in that this is a team that had some ups and downs this year, really couldn't put it together as much as they wanted, but they got a huge win over the only remaining undefeated team in the country. Notre Dame had a great defense, and it wasn't like Notre Dame's defense gave up. It was just that Maryland's defense gave up nothing. 3 goals allowed. Great job by the Terrapins there. Now, on attack, we're going to see what they can do against an equally impressive defense this week against Syracuse, but what we do know is that Maryland, they're ready to play.
Yeah.
So they came to play last weekend, and you know they're going to show up just as hard this weekend. So Syracuse, the Siena game, was kind of close in the beginning, but what happened, it was kind of like a prize fight. You know, the more conditioned, better fighter does win in the end when the other one starts to fold a little bit. So Siena, after a great season, falling down the stretch to a Syracuse team that was just too powerful.
All right, so these are two teams that are no strangers to the NCAA tournament, certainly. You're talking about Maryland making its 32nd appearance and Syracuse making its 29th, 2nd, and 3rd all-time, respectively. And Syracuse is the top-scoring team in the country, but this really could be a game about defense. You mentioned the job that Maryland did defensively against Notre Dame. Well, they've got the 5th-best defense in the country. Syracuse, though, has the 4th-best defense in the country, so it could come down to that end of the field.
Yeah, like we said, these teams gave up a combined 7 goals last week, which is incredibly low for the postseason. But Syracuse does have a markedly better offense than Maryland. What Maryland does have is a really big, physical, fast, good, talented offense, but one that doesn't kind of flow with the same pace and speed and ability of the Syracuse offense. Attack, we've got Kenny Nims leading the way for Syracuse. You've got Stephen Keogh behind him. He does a great job. Max Abbott having another great year for Syracuse. Now, the big one for Syracuse is Cody Jamison. After a long stretch with the NCAA to get clearance to play, he came back, made his first start in the first round last week, got 3 goals. So he'd been waiting to be cleared for competition. He comes back with a vengeance, really. So what we're going to see is, like you said, 2 great defenses matched up against 1 stellar offense, Syracuse being the top scoring team in the country, and 1 good capable offense, one that's going to have to play up a little bit if it's going to keep up with the Syracuse defense.
It's always fun to see teams that have coaches who have been there before and have the experience, and the coaches are certainly a storyline in this one.
Yeah, coaches definitely are. Dave Cottle at Maryland, 27th year, 268 and 110 record. He's one of the all-time leaders in win percentage. On the Syracuse side, you got John Desco, covered that long lineage of Syracuse coaches who always seem to be doing the same thing. He's in his 11th year at Syracuse, 131-42 record. And, you know, Syracuse is the defending national champ, so they do know what it takes to get there. Returning a lot of personnel. The big guy they're missing is Mike Lavelle from last year, the Tawaratan winner. But they are returning, like I said, a whole lot of good guys.
And finally, Kevin, let's just break it down. What does it come down to in this one? This should be an interesting matchup.
Well, Maryland needs to hit shots. In their wins this year, they're shooting 30% or better. In their losses, they're shooting much less than 30%. So like we said, they have a bunch of huge guys. Will Yateman, obviously, he's got 28 points this year. He's 6'6", 260 on the attack. Grant Catalino leads the team in assists, goals, and points. That's 21 assists, 23 goals, and 44 points. He's 6'5", and that kind of symbolizes what Maryland can do offensively. You know, they can out-muscle you, but what they have been able to do on a regular basis is be able to find the net. They can get a lot of shots, but they got to be able to make shots. If they do that, they win. Otherwise, you got Ryan Young and Dan Groot really helping the offense for Maryland. And Syracuse, what they got to do is they got to start fast, because if Syracuse can get on the board early, we've seen it this year, teams playing from behind, they really change their game. They really get out of whack a little bit. And if Maryland takes a lead, they have the defense that can really put the clamps on anybody. So I think if the Terps jump out to a 2 or 3 goal lead early, it's going to be tough for any team, Syracuse or Siena or any team like that, to really make a comeback.
That is Maryland and the number 2 seed Syracuse Saturday at noon, this game at Hofstra on ESPNU and ESPN2. For Kevin Cheatram, I'm Adam Azer for NCAA.com.